Last year, VPR investigated the three Vermont towns that issued the most speeding tickets in 2017, Plymouth, Bridgewater, and Tiny Mountain Tabor. We've crunched the numbers for 2018 and found ticketing went down statewide by about 10%. It also went down in Plymouth and Mount Tabor. The numbers did not go down in Bridgewater. There, the Windsor County Sheriff's Department issued 20% more in traffic tickets than it did the year before. VPR's Emily Corwin took a trip to Bridgewater, Vermont's number one issuer of speeding tickets last year.
I'm across the street from the Bridgewater Fire Station. More famously, the place where cops wait to ticket speeders. I'm with two people. One is 30-year-old Colin Doyle, a rare millennial in these parts. He's pointing out a patch of sumac there on the bank of the Ottauquechee River. He says one sheriff's deputy even backs his car down the bank where no one can see him.
You can't see anything.
Often, drivers miss the frequent speed limit changes here and go 35 or even 45 in the 25-mile-an-hour zone. The cop is ready.
Here, and then you hear the car go, whoa! And I'm like sitting there thinking, how hypocritical. Someone does 35, so now we're going to do 85
to catch
to pull
him.
Over the 35.
That's dangerous.
It is dangerous.
Also standing here with us is Lynn Bertram, a vibrant 70-year-old with a rebellious streak.
Here he comes. Here comes the sheriff now.
She points as a cop parks in front of the fire station and cuts his engine. Bertram is a member of the town's three-person select board. The others tend not to question speed enforcement, but Bertram does.
I may not be popular, but I don't care. I don't care if anybody likes me.
Doyle and Bertram both have deep ties to Bridgewater, and neither wants to see anyone speeding through their little Vermont town. But both of them would rather have a radar sign or speed bumps or sidewalk than cops issuing a half million in speeding tickets every year.
The big incentive for this is that it's adding money to Michael Chamberlain's retirement fund. He makes a ton of money off this.
Michael Chamberlain is the Windsor County Sheriff. By statute, county sheriffs can take home 5% of their contracts. That means Chamberlain brings home more than $10,000 a year for speed enforcement in Bridgewater. And the contract keeps getting bigger. Bertram says it's not like the town goes to the sheriff asking for more speed enforcement. Actually, it's the other way around.
And then he comes and sits down, and I'm the only one that opposes him.
Sheriff Chamberlain has always been happy to discuss his contracts. He says ticketing speeders is in the interest of public safety. When I ask why Plymouth's speed enforcement numbers went down slightly in 2018, while Bridgewater's increased as much as 20%, he says the two towns contract for different services.
In Plymouth, we're doing a lot more law enforcement services than we do in Bridgewater. Bridgewater is pretty much just doing speed enforcement. We don't do a lot of what we call calls for service.
Of course, there's a catch-22 here. Public safety calls don't generate revenue. And right now, Bridgewater is breaking even, earning from traffic tickets just enough to pay for law enforcement. If the town asks the deputies to cover public safety calls instead of ticketing motorists, Bridgewater taxpayers will have to cough up the $200,000 a year for the sheriff's time. Still, Bertram and Doyle say something has to change. They think the status quo is costing Bridgewater something bigger, its economic future.
It creates this reputation that Bridgewater is a town you want to get through. You want to go from one side to the other without getting a ticket for hundreds of dollars. And that is not an inviting place. That's not a place that's cultivating commerce.
This is not just a story about traffic tickets. It's also about politics in a small Vermont town. As we talk, Doyle gesticulates with his hands. They are covered in white paint.
What's more Vermont than white paint on your hands in June?
Doyle has been repainting the old Woolen Mill building where he runs a comedy club. He's also on the board of a new community center, which is taking over the defunct elementary school. He's the kind of civically engaged millennial that many Vermont towns want to attract. But since VPR's investigation came out more than a year ago, Doyle says Bridgewater's town leaders haven't wanted to hear what he has to say. More than once, he says, he's called the town clerk and asked her to put speed enforcement on the select board agenda. But, he says, somehow it doesn't get on there.
It's frustrating and it's wrong.
The clerk who answers his call is the sister of longtime town select board chair, Nopi Martin. Martin didn't return my calls, but he has long defended the speed enforcement here in Bridgewater. I turned to Bertram.
Were you aware that Colin was trying to get the speed enforcement issue on the select board meeting agenda?
No, I was not aware of that.
Bertram turns to Doyle.
Why didn't you call me? Because I wasn't chair then?
Just recently, Bertram became chair of the Bridgewater Town Select Board. And another longtime select board member was replaced with a new face. Someone Bertram and Doyle believe may have a different approach to speed enforcement in Bridgewater. For VPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.